The political sands are shifting once more in Egypt. Your prayers are still needed for Ukraine. And what does kingdom-sized vision mean to you? Well, we'll explain what it means for one group in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Political players are making moves in Egypt ahead of April's elections. Egypt's interim prime minister and his entire cabinet have resigned. They're reportedly clearing the way for Army Chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to run for president. E3 partner's Middle East expert Tom Doyle warns.
Every election, every political move causes instability, riots, killing. We have believers out there on the front lines bringing Jesus Christ to villages and cities every day in the midst of it, so we want to pray for them.
Many believers were killed during the one-year rule of the Muslim Brotherhood, but perseverance is paying off for those who remain.
More people are coming to faith in Christ in Egypt now than what we've seen in the last 20 years.
You'll find the full report at our website.
Pray for the national leaders that are going and taking Christ to the unreached.
Next, today starts the new search for a new Ukrainian president with the election slated for May. After a week of violent unrest, the UK's foreign secretary says a spirit of reconciliation is vital now more than ever. That's exactly what Slava Gospel Association partners are trying to model. They're using the recent chaos as a springboard for the gospel. Many are opening up their church buildings for use as field hospitals. Please keep praying for the situation in Ukraine. You're listening to Mission Network News. The strains of Sochi's Olympiad have barely faded away, and already they're being replaced by the sounds of building. This time it's for the 32nd Olympiad in 2020, hosted by Tokyo. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa says they were already planning Vision 2020 when the Games were awarded to Tokyo.
God orchestrated almost for us, Japan, because we have Vision 2020, which we received from God to see 100 church planting network, 1,000 reproducing churches, 1 million believers, and 1,000 missionaries.
And that's just the beginning. Vision 2020 will be the foundation for a much bigger plan of seeing a tenth of Japan Christian. Impossible? So was Noah's Ark.
God's promise is, I will build my church upon this rock, and gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. God's church needs to be established. That's the means to evangelize Japan.
There are links to pray, give, and go posted at our website. Meanwhile, how would you celebrate six decades of God's blessings? Well, that's the question Transworld Radio International President Lauren Libby pondered this weekend.
You look to the past, but you also look to the future by faith. In fact, our mission statement is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to the whole world by mass media, so the lasting fruit is produced.
In the coming days, TWR plans to expand their digital ministry and increase capacity on the broadcast side.
We just signed on a new transmitter that will cover the area of North Pakistan, Afghanistan, and North India.
You can read about TWR's full impact and plans for growth at our website. The action point for this story goes beyond prayer.
Don't just pray about finances. Don't just pray about amorphous organizations. Pray about you personally, about engaging in the Great Commission and being a part of it.
And what does kingdom-sized vision mean to you? Well, to Worldwide Christian Schools, it means teaching the teachers how to teach. They launched their educational care curriculum in Southeast Asia last summer, where it was well received. And now they're establishing an educational care training center in Singapore. It'll serve as a refuge for equipping educators in the 1040 window to reach billions for Christ. And that's what we mean by kingdom-sized vision. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Windle. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during the rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.